Module 8, Using Appreciative Inquiry. Appreciative inquiry is a model for change management developed by David L. Cooperrider, Ph.D., a professor at Case Western University. The name combines two definitions. Appreciate, to look for the best in something and to increase something in value. Inquiry means to seek understanding using a process based on provocative questions. Based on the meanings of the two words, AI theorizes that organizations are not problems to be solved. Rather, each organization has been created as a solution designed in its own time, to meet a challenge, or to satisfy a need within society. A guiding principle in appreciative inquiry is the concept of the positive core, or what gives life to an organization. Below is a list of elements that make up a positive core: achievements, strategic opportunities, cooperative moments, technical assets, innovations, elevated thoughts, community assets, positive emotions, financial assets, community wisdom, core competencies, visions of possibility, vital traditions and values, positive macro trends, social capital, and embedded knowledge. The four stages. The four stages in the appreciative inquiry model are known as the 4D cycle. They are: number one, discovery, mobilizing the whole system by engaging all stakeholders in the articulation of strengths and best practices, identifying the best of what has been and what is. Number two, dream, creating a clear results-oriented vision in relation to discovered potential and in relation to questions of higher purpose, such as, what does the world call us to become? Number three, design, creating possibility propositions of the idea organization, articulating an organization design that is capable of drawing upon and magnifying the positive core to realize the newly expressed dream. Number four, destiny, strengthening the affirmative capability of the whole system, enabling it to build hope and sustain momentum for ongoing positive change and high performance. While each AI process is unique in an organization, change efforts typically progress sequentially through the 4D cycle. Positioned in the center of the diagram below, the organization's affirmative topic choice is entered, surrounded by the four phases. The four stages continued. The four stages continued. Various types of questions help elicit feedback and ideas during the process. What's the biggest problem here? Why do we still have those problems? What possibilities exist that we have not yet considered? What's the smallest change that could make the biggest impact? What solutions would have us both win? Topics emerge from interviews with people throughout the organization in several ways. Preliminary interviews are held within the organization at its best levels. A cross-section of people throughout the organization are engaged in inquiry. People are challenged to shift deficit, negative issues into affirmative, positive topics for inquiry. The purposes of appreciative inquiry. Appreciative inquiry is conducted in organizations for several reasons. It allows the performance of people from across the whole system to participate in an inquiry. All stakeholders, employees, customers, vendors, and interested community members are involved in the process. It leads to the design of appreciative organizations that can support stakeholders, fostering a triple bottom line: people, profits, and planet. It serves as a catalyst for the transformation of an organizational culture. Examples and case studies. Over the past 20 years, there have been many approaches to appreciative inquiry. Two key methods of the appreciative inquiry used often in organizations are whole system inquiry and the AI summit. Whole system inquiry. Whole system inquiry follows the 4D cycle to involve all stakeholders, employees, customers, vendors, and interested community members in the appreciative inquiry process. Examples and case studies continued. The AI Summit. The AI Summit is a full-scale meeting process that concentrates on the discovery and development of an organization's positive core. The process participants then use this knowledge to design strategic business processes, marketing, customer service, leadership, human resources development, new products. Cross-sections of diverse stakeholders participate. Typically a 4-day event, each day focuses on one of the cycle phases. Examples and case studies continued. Roadway Express. In 2000, Roadway Express, a leading transporter of industrial, commercial, and retail goods, decided to drive down costs and increase business by creating an organization that expressed leadership at every level. At facilities around their network, drivers, dock workers, and office workers and professionals at all levels would join senior management at annual strategic planning sessions, learn the business, and create new levels of partnership between the unions and the company. Appreciative inquiry was chosen as the change methodology. At many AI summits, Roadway looked to increase employee leadership empowerment to increase net profit margins of 5%. At a summit held at Winston-Salem, North Carolina Terminal, a team of short-haul drivers generated 12 cost-cutting measures. For example, if each of 32 drivers made only one extra delivery per hour, that would result in 288 additional daily shipments. In first quarter 2003, Roadway reported that their fourth quarter revenues were up 25.7% versus the same quarter 1 year earlier. During the AI Summit process, Roadway stock increased from $14 per share to $40 per share. Case study: John was needed to help with change management within a paper distribution company. He decided that he would go with the appreciative inquiry model as his strategic approach to the change management. The first step was discovery, done by informing all stakeholders about the strengths and best practices that are done. Next was to dream. When looking at the resources available and the ability of the company, a results-oriented, overreaching question was asked. Next was to design. In order to realize the dream, an organizational system needed to be implemented in order to use the abilities of the company effectively. Finally was destiny. Here, John confirmed the capability of the system and made the way for sustained momentum and ongoing positive change.